Our next two contestants are ready to go. Demi Adejuwibe is a writer and comedian whose work can be seen on The Amber Ruffin Show, The Late Late Show with James Corden, and The Good Place. Gabriel Gundacker is a comedian and musician who most recently wrote and composed music for Showtime's Our Cartoon President. Demi, Gabe, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. I know that you met through Vine, and now defunct fun video social platform.
Rest in peace.
When we say met through Vine, does that mean you didn't know each other at all and literally liked each other's stuff?
Yeah, I saw a lot of Demi's Vines, and I went... and then so when I visited L.A., we reached out and we met.
Yeah, I think we went to a podcast taping together, and then I think like several months later, he was looking for a place in LA, and another mutual friend of ours who we also knew through Vine was like, "Oh, Gabe is moving here. He can take my spot," and we've lived together since.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Oh, yeah, great.
It's going well. Great. There's no qualms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. Last night we settled in, we watched The Terminal together.
That ruled.
Uplifting.
Yeah.
Very.
Good choice.
Yeah.
We have a couple games for you two. Would you like to play some games?
Love to.
Yes.
Okay, so you are going to be competing in this first one, and by that I mean you'll take turns answering the questions. So this is an audio quiz called Future Past. We are going to play you clips of movies that were set in the future when they came out. But now reality has caught up with those movies and they are now technically set in the past. And all you have to do is identify the movie.
Ooh.
All right, Demi. Here's President Danny Glover in a 2009 disaster movie set a few years after its release.
6 months ago, I was made aware of a situation so devastating that at first I refused to believe it. However, through the concerted efforts of our brightest scientists, we have confirmed its validity. The world as we know it will soon come to an end.
As soon as you didn't say what year was set, I was like, I think I know it. Is this 2012?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
If the world's going to end, he's got to speed it up.
Yeah, and totally.
He started ad-libbing, and drum roll, please, the world, the one we live in, is coming.
The one we live in.
To an end.
This world.
Not the other world. I'll list the other worlds later.
All right, Gabriel, this film was released in 1991 and set in 1995.
Of all the would-be fathers who came and went over the years, this thing, this machine, was the only one who measured up. In an insane world, it was the sanest choice.
That would be The Terminal 2. Or Terminator 2. Terminator 2.
I wish there was a Terminal 2.
Where he gets stuck in the airport again, and it's just as sad.
It's even worse this time. That is correct, Gabriel.
Yes!
I can't wait. I'm going to rewatch this movie on Sunday. I'm really excited.
We just rewatched that movie.
I mean, the only thing I remember about it, of course, was being obsessed with Linda Hamilton's arms.
Sure.
And actually thinking about it, that is now my past, because I remember watching it and thinking, I'm going to work out, and in the future, I'm going to have those arms, which never happened, so that is now the past. All right, Demi, this John Carpenter classic was released in 1981.
In 1988, the crime rate in the United States rises 400%. The once great city of New York becomes the one maximum security prison for the entire country.
That would be a Escape from New York.
Yes, exactly. Takes place in the radical future of 1997.
So far, I think we've watched all these movies together in like the past like five
years. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, Gabe, this 1982 sci-fi classic takes place in 2019.
I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
It seems you feel our work is not a benefit to the public.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. They're a benefit, it's not my problem.
What is Blade Runner?
That is correct. You don't need to Jeopardy it, though.
Okay, sorry.
No. But you got the answer right. That's the important thing.
That's a good one. That's a movie I pretended to understand when I was a child.
Oh, yeah.
If there's one thing kids really love, it's noir. We should be forgiven for not really getting it as kids, I think.
Kids can't get enough of the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, that's right. They love it.